Dvar Halacha and Chavis Halavos, Tuesday night, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Orla Aleph Shvat, Tov Shinayim. We're continuing our Halacha Tov Shinayim Mikavecha Targum, which is a Chiyuv. I call your attention to the Bima, where there's a very fine Shinayim Mikavecha Targum bookmark that you could use, because you never remember where you're up to and what you did, and this solves the problem. Not really, I mean, it solves the problem if you do it one piece at a time. Anyway, so we talked about that there's a chiyuv. The Mishnah Berurah, there's different menhagim how to do the chiyuv. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, some do it every day a little, and they finish on Friday, or maybe Shabbos in the morning. There's another minhag to do it dafka on Friday. There's another minhag to do it dafka on Friday morning after davening. Okay, that's a minhag. I mean, some do, in other words, the whole thing on Friday. That's 1 minute, gets to do a little every day. Maybe you can do till Sheni, till Shlishi. And the other minute gets to do everything on Friday. Or some do it Friday morning, right after davening. There's no minute to do it during Chazaras HaShatz, believe it or not. Even though that's the most prevalent minute. Or during waning. Okay, when do you do Vizos HaBracha? So, again, some say Leil Hoshana Rabbah, some say Hoshana Rabbah at day, some say Hashmini Atzeres. I tell people they can start doing it from when they read Vzos HaBracha by Shabbos Mincha, you know, whenever Parshas Hazinu was. Okay, there is a Kabbalistic thing not to learn Mikra at night. Or not to say Mikra at night. I mean, the more it's a learning experience, the more mutter it becomes. And therefore, it's brought down not to do Shnayim Mikavecha Targum at night, unless you're doing it with Rashi. That's how it's brought down. If you're doing it with Rashi, that's okay. Because that, I guess then it's a more of a learning experience, rather than a recital experience. On Shabbos, it is mutter to do it at night. I assume it has to do with Inyono Shel Yom, and therefore it's okay. Or maybe it's in Lo'ach Shev Emes, I don't know what. Okay. We're going to Chavis Halvavos. We're up to the second shir in Shar HaBechina. And we're learning Omer HaMechaber, Meshek Damnu B'Shar HaRishon, which is Shar HaYichud. We talked about, we learned Ofani Yichud HaElokim. We talked about the ways to experience, to understand, to relate to the oneness of Hashem. I'm sorry, the first sentence is, this is from him also. He starts off the Hakdama, which with B'bir Ofani HaBechia Babruim, with the ways to examine Hashem's creations, Verov Tuvo Elokim Aleihem, that's a Hadgasha, that's an emphasis, and the goodness that in that we see in that examination. There's a lot of things we see in the examination, as we'll see. We see Chachmas Hashem, Gvuras Hashem. The Rambam describes it as something that would bring Lidayav of the Yira. But the Chavis HaLavos has Hadgasha, and his main emphasis is on Verov Tuvo Elokim Aleihem, how it shows that Hashem is a Meitiv. V'zeh Pesach HaShar, Amar HaMachabim, Meshek Damnu B'Shar Rishon Ofana Yichud Elokim B'Leiv Shalem, meaning completely and fully, no, everything that's involved. He talked about Shara Yichud, how Hashem is indivisible, how Hashem is unchanging. Hashem is one, is unique, has no parts, has no emotions, and all the things, Hoyahova V'yihya, all the things involved in Hashem's oneness. V'hoysa Abachina, so the B'chach Mohaniris, B'briyas Haboriyas Allah, Haderech HaKrovel Bir Mitziyoso. Shariach, it's hard. It's very hard, and it's philosophical, and not everybody can relate to it at all. And therefore, he says that the most direct way, Haderech HaKrova El Bira Mitziuso, the most direct way to obtain a clear understanding of Hashem's reality, Mitziuso, is through Bechina, through examining Hashem's Bria. Now that means that you don't just pay lip service that Hashem exists, you know, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, why not? Very nice. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Tzol V'Olam Voed. But it means to have that birur, to be convinced of it, to have it clarity, have a clarity in it. So he's saying here, you know, Shari Yichud, the way to get a clarity is very intellectual, even philosophical and analytical. But the way to, in this, he's writing like for, maybe for the average person or regular people, the way, derech hakrova, bir mitziyuso, to have a clarity in the existence of Hashem is through examining the Bria. That means not just, he wants you to examine the Bria, whether it's through, you have to learn about it. You can't, I mean, you could be struck by a sunset or a beautiful flower, or you could maybe realize intellectually that, you know, what's going on in the world and how Hashem is responsible for everything that you're seeing around you. But also you have to study it. You have to study it. If you don't know how the eye works, you're missing out on a portal to seeing Hashem, to being aware of Hashem's existence. Vanasiv hasolul, the beaten path, meaning the maslul, the way to do this, ladas amituso, to know the truth of the reality of Hashem, is his chayadlu ladbika elov, so we therefore put this shahr next to the previous one. They list both kol shahr al mashu domalom and ash arm, so there should be a logical sequence. The whole sefer is built like a structure. It's not haphazard. He didn't choose just a bunch of shahrim to write, and they equal 10. But it's a binyan. It's a ladder, as he himself describes it. So you go from shahr hayichud, which everything is based on, but shahr habechina is a quick way for us to relate to what he talks about in Shara Yichud. And to discuss in every Shar the things you need to be kona of that Shar. So that's Becholius and the Sefer, and Beprotius here, because this will lead us to Shar Avodos Elokim. Hashem made things that made a world in which we can, if we study it and we don't ignore it, we can become aware of his presence and develop that Ava and Yiras Hashem. It's interesting, if you Koheles, it spells Sheyiru, which means to fear him. It spells it with one Yud, which is a very, very unusual spelling of Yiru. One would even, you know, it's not the way you usually spell Yiru. It means they shall fear. Yiru with one Yud means that, so there's a dogish in the yud, but still it's still a strange spelling. So I'm sure everybody remembers when I talked about Rosh Hashanah night, that the root of the word yira really does come from the word ra'ah, to see Hashem, and that's the root. In other words, you develop yira through seeing Hashem, through awareness of Hashem's akel hagodul hagibor v'hanora. And as the Rambam describes, you step back a step and you develop Yiras Hashem. So that's the pasuk he brings down here, and that's what he's trying to say. To study the Bria in order to see Hashem. You can't see Hashem. You see Hashem through studying the Bria, getting clarity in Amitos Mitziyuso, and as he will now develop throughout the Shar, also to be convinced of Hashem's goodness and Hashem's tov and being a mativ.